She is your family's matriarch. She is your grandmother. And her perfume is...
Overwhelming
is the fragrance specifically designed for the mature woman in your life.
Overwhelming.
It is the scent that announces she has arrived.
Ugh, Grandma's here.
The moment she walks in the room, the aroma is overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
For the woman who makes her mark on whatever she touches, like the dog and the interior of your car.
Overwhelming.
She leaves a lasting impression, and her hugs stay with you long after the embrace is over.
Overwhelming.
This holiday, give the gift you'll still be smelling in February.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With rain in the forecast, there's a flash flood and mudslide warning for areas burned by wildfire in California.
What is really important that people realize is that if there is a mandatory evacuation order, that is serious.
Malibu City Councilman Lou Lamonte, to the north, 79 deaths are now confirmed in the wildfire there in Butte County, with about 700 names on a list of people unaccounted for. Pakistan's foreign minister has summoned the top U.S. diplomat in the country to complain about comments made by President Trump.
The president telling Fox News that Pakistan had harbored al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden before he was killed by U.S. forces 7 years ago.
Living in Pakistan, right next to the military academy, everybody in Pakistan knew he was there.
Pakistan calling the president's remarks baseless rhetoric and totally unacceptable, and claiming that Pakistan provided intelligence that helped the U.S. find bin Laden.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A cooler day today after that frontal system that moved through overnight. Cloudy today, at least through the morning hours, but gradual clearing later. High in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low 38. Tomorrow, a big travel day. Cool sunshine with a high near 60. Low tomorrow night, 41. Then on Thanksgiving, a pretty good holiday with a high 60 to 62. A partly cloudy day. A storm system arrives by late Friday in the Friday night in the overnight hours and part of Saturday with showers and thunder. Storms. Hopefully it'll be out of the way by the time the game starts in Tuscaloosa on Saturday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A prosecutor who led some of the state's highest-profile corruption cases is no longer with the Attorney General's office. Matt Hart resigned on Monday. Hart led the case against former Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard. The reason behind the resignation is unclear. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another man injured. Authorities say this happened in the 4200 block of Woodley Square Monday afternoon. A second man was taken to the hospital. At last check, he was listed in critical but stable condition. And Montgomery police are investigating a second shooting Monday afternoon that left a man with serious injuries. This happened in the 700 block of 7th Street. No arrests have been made in either case. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo, here to thank our customers for allowing us to give great service. We believe we're in business for great service. And because you trade with us, we can do a lot of fueling good in our community. The more business you do, the more good we can do. What are you thankful for? I'm most thankful for the relationship I have with God the Father Almighty through His only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. United.
The Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, monogrammable gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go.
Go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Get out of town.
What time does our show start, Cameron?
I don't know. I guess people change the channel when they didn't hear
it. It starts, what time? Is 6-ish after 9? 7-ish after 9? 8-ish after 9? 10-ish after 9? Our number, 272-9228. This is, I guess, our Thanksgiving edition. So we'll loosen up the rules a little bit because we are nice and thankful and all that. But Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman will not be here tomorrow. We will be Thanksgivinging it up. And, you know, you get towards the
end. I won't be.
Well, you get towards the end of the year, and you got all these extra vacation days you hadn't used, so you might as well use them.
You, me? Yeah, I got a lot. Well, take it out of my check.
Well, we'll do that. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. And we'll loosen it up a little bit. I do have a host of news to get through, and we will get through it. We will get through it. In a moment, you'll probably hear me stapling. I've got my beautiful dog, Molly, here.
Yes, Molly is here and being very shy.
She's a 7-pound Yorkie. She loves her daddy more than anything else on the planet. And all these other people in the radio station were trying to get Molly to come to them. And she kept looking at me like, why are these people snapping their fingers at me and making kissy faces? And then she slipped under a chair out in the lobby on the way into the station here, into the studio.
Yeah.
And nobody could get her out. All I had to do was kneel down. She came right to me. She loves me.
This dog is a good judge of character.
Yeah, you're all she's got.
I am all she's got. I rescued her, Jack.
I know.
I rescued her.
I rescued my dog, too, but you would think that everybody rescued my dog.
Your dog wasn't beat long enough.
He attacks everybody and jumps on them.
I know.
Just ill-mannered man.
Your dog wasn't beat long enough. All right, we got some local news. We got some national news. We got some international news. We got state news. Here's where I think I'm going to start. And I'm going to cover this as classily and tactfully as I can. Yesterday during the program, I'd say 9:15-ish or 9:20-ish, I got a text message that Matt Hart had been fired. If you don't know, I wasn't sure what the news response would be, so I wasn't sure immediately how to cover it. I sat for a little while, and after Twitter and other places started reporting it, or reporters started reporting it on Twitter, I realized that it probably was going to be a bigger story than I thought it deserved to be. I will pose it this way. If you survey the landscape and you look all 50 states and the District of Columbia, well, I guess the District of Columbia wouldn't count, all 50 states, and you look at the attorneys general offices around the 50 states, you'll notice something different in Alabama. No other state in the union, I guarantee you, no other state in the union has a press corps that fawns over a middle manager of its local attorney general's office. Only Alabama. There's something unique about the state of Alabama in that only Alabama has fawning press coverage of a middle manager of an attorney general's office in Alabama. So let's just put this in the grand scheme of things. Because
yeah, you and I are not going to agree on this, Baron.
I've not said anything yet that we disagree about.
Okay.
I can't imagine I've said anything yet we disagree about.
Okay.
And I don't know that I will say anything we disagree about.
Okay.
But you heard the top of the hour local news break that normally plays at 9:01, played about 9:06. But you heard the top of the hour local news break.
Right.
And in the local news break, they covered... Now, this is Alabama News Network. This is a conglomerate of ABC 32, Channel 8, and really Fox COV. And they cover a variety of hard-hitting local news. Rarely do they cover personnel changes at executive branch agencies. Rarely. If ever, I don't know that I've ever heard them talk about on the WAKA news break that we run at the top of every hour. I don't know that I've ever heard them cover a personnel change at an executive branch agency. You never hear about, well, the... Now, and I'm not talking about the director of the agency. I'm not talking about the attorney general. I'm talking about... It would be like at a DECA, the guy in charge of local grants is changed. And the guy in charge of local... And then news breaks like, well, the guy in charge of local grants at a DECA is out. Now, I'm telling you, if we did that on this program, if that's the quality of news we covered, you guys wouldn't listen. And I guarantee you, if you go to any of the other 50 states, you would not find fawning news coverage like I have in my hand about Matt Hart being fired. I mean, I'm about to, and it's only coming from two sources. It's only coming from two places, really. But here are the end of an era. John Archibald, AL.com. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, ladies and gentlemen. John Archibald, AL.com, Birmingham News. End of an era. Alabama's top corruption fighter is out. That was his take this morning. Kyle Whitmire had the hard news post yesterday. Hubbard prosecutor Matt Hart, AG's office, part ways. Josh Moon this morning. Opinion. RIP ethics. And then Josh Moon had the hard news yesterday. Matt Hart has been fired by Steve Marshall. And then there was another opinion piece on AL Reporter. Marshall axes Hart to please political donors. And the only thing I'll say is, again, I cannot imagine another state where a middle manager at the attorney general's office resigns And two news organizations act like the world is ending, like stars are falling on Alabama.
Well, he did get the conviction of the Speaker of the House, which is a big deal.
Okay.
So that's why I think the...
It's a big deal, but it's not unprecedented. South Carolina Speaker got convicted in the same thing. New York Speaker got convicted in the same era.
Well, you don't know what kind of news coverage they got.
I understand that. I get that, but it's not unprecedented is what I'm saying.
It's not like
he turned water into wine.
And I don't think people should be surprised by this.
Well, I don't either. I mean, I think everybody knew it was coming. I'm surprised, frankly, Steve Marshall waited until the general election to do it. I thought he would do it after the primary election.
Because he's a chicken, that's why.
Well, he is a chicken.
He's a chicken.
So Steve Marshall does not come out of this smelling good either.
No, he doesn't.
And I'm not even going to weigh in on whether I think the firing was merited. I'm going to leave that for other people to decide. I don't know what happened in that office.
I don't either.
And I don't think anyone else does.
And I tried to find out, and I couldn't.
But, I don't think AL.com knows what happened in that office. I don't think AL Reporter knows what happened in that office. And they're really the only two that are freaking out about it. Everybody else is reporting it as fact.
Yeah.
They're acting like the state will no longer be enforcing its ethics laws. I think that's a shot. I think that's awfully unfortunate to Clark Morris, who was the acting U.S. attorney for the Middle District, who succeeded George Beck in that capacity, and who is the top cop, really.
Is she a Democrat?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think the answer would be yes.
I don't know the answer to that. Well, Steve Marshall appointed her, probably. He's a Democrat.
Yeah, I know that. And if she succeeded George Beck, that would have been under a Democrat president.
But let me tell you why. I don't know why it happened. I'm going to tell you why I think it could have happened. And I think the fawning press coverage that you see from AL Reporter this morning, that you saw from AL.com last night and this morning, I think that fawning press coverage, in my opinion, if I'm Steve Marshall, is the reason he had to be fired. Because that fawning press coverage was not developed in a vacuum. Nobody sat around and decided to develop a cult of personality around Matt Hart on their own. That was why, in my opinion, through selected leaks, through doing things that, frankly, prosecutors, in my opinion, maybe shouldn't do, which is talk to the media. I don't think prosecutors should be developing relationships with media personalities. They should do their job. If the media finds out about it, report what's going on. But he had very close relationships with members of the media in the state of Alabama. Very close relationships with the members of the media in the state of Alabama. And as a result, they're all panicking this morning. I don't know if they're panicking because they're going to lose their source or they're panicking out of loyalty to a friend. I don't know what it was. And by way of full disclosure, I'll say Matt and I used to consider him a friend. And then we got sideways with each other. And then he basically tried to put me in prison. I did have a little ding-dong the witch is dead moment yesterday.
Yes, you did.
I did.
You did.
And it lasted on into the evening. I had a great day yesterday. I felt great all day yesterday. I woke up this morning, I feel a little different. Because
he does have two children.
He's got two wonderful children, and he's got two wonderful girls in college. He's got a wonderful young man that lives at the house with him.
Who's special needs child.
Yeah, and he's got a wife and a family and
yeah,
bills. I mean, no, I shouldn't rejoice at anybody losing their job. But I will say, he sent people to Blue Water to try to have me fired. He wasn't worried about my wife and I don't remember how many children ahead of time, 5, 6, 7 children, when he tried to get me fired. And I guarantee you, he would have done a little jig, he would have danced, and he would have been happy if I got fired and was destitute. And so there's a little personal animosity here, and I'm trying to be as unbiased as I can when I discuss this, but I want to declare the bias for everybody. I don't like the man. I despise him, frankly. But I don't despise his children. I don't despise his wife. It was similar to the Hubbard situation. I didn't like Hubbard, but I didn't dislike Susan Hubbard, and I didn't dislike his boys. They were, you know, by all counts, decent people. But he tried to have me fired. He wasn't worried about my family. And so, I mean, there's a little I'm not feeling smug and superior in the moment, but I do feel...
You mean about Mike?
No, about Matt.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like I'm taking more pity on him than he ever would have taken on me. But I think the cult of personality around Matt Hart, the fact that that statewide newspapers, the fact that that opinion writers are panicking about a middle manager being fired at the Attorney General's office has everything to do with why he was fired at the Attorney General's office. Had the man just done his job and kept his mouth shut and not tried to work through Archibald and Whitmire and Britt and Moon and all these other people, had he not selectively leaked things to particular news places, I mean, it's no surprise. It's no surprise he got fired, not in my opinion.
Well, and also when your donors hated him because they had a relationship with Mike Hubbard, like Yellow Fella.
Yeah.
And you know and I know that tied to that contribution was the promise that Matt Hart would be let go.
Well, that would be illegal. That would be a quid pro quo.
Well, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I definitely think it happened. Just like you think he leaked to certain people?
Well, he also could have been fired for the fact that he never once filed an ethics form on time. Now, this is... I found great irony in the headline from Josh Moon, RIP Ethics. There is an ethics form that every state employee who makes $75,000 or more is required to file every single year on an annual basis by a certain date, April 30th. Every year. You get 4 months after the end of the year to compile your ethics, which consists of basically... Name your children and name your wife. And who are your parents? What are their names? I mean, it's a lousy form. It tells you nothing. And then you check a box whether you've earned any consulting income over the course of the year. And the RIP ethics guy never filed his ethics forms on time. And they were incomplete when he filed them because he owed a debt to somebody and he didn't report it. I mean, there are reasons he could have been fired.
To somebody last night.
And the answer was?
That there's nothing on that form that requires you to file a debt on the statement of economic interest or whatever form.
That's not true.
Well, this
there's a whole place.
Okay,
let me correct the record because you just said something that's flatly not true. I'll pull it up and show you. There's a whole section on who do you owe money to, credit cards, banks, individuals. I mean, there's a whole section on that. He owed money to an individual. It was about $25,000. They sued him because he didn't pay them. They got the judgment. It was not satisfied. He filed a statement of economic interest that did not list that debt.
Okay. Well, maybe it's another incomplete form that I was told about.
Well, I'll pull it up and look at it. But, I mean, my point is, even so, he didn't file them on time. And he went after poor Larkin Martin and got her off. And she, I'm kidding about poor Larkin Martin. She deserved to be off the Ethics Commission. She wouldn't file her ethics forms on time. But either would he, and he's the one that went after her. I think there's great irony in all that. He shouldn't have been developing a cult of personality around himself. He should have just done his job, kept his nose clean, showed up at work, not alienated everybody in every office he ever worked around, and gone on with life. And he'd still have a job today. And he'd still be putting bad guys
in prison. He wouldn't still have a job.
I bet he would.
If he went after Mike Hubbard and the same people that financed Steve Marshall, love Mike Hubbard, he would not have survived, period, no matter what he did, whether he was late or not. And yeah, he should have never been late on his forms. I agree with you on that. That was stupid.
Don't you think a prosecutor whose job is to enforce the ethics laws should file his ethics forms on time?
Yeah, but how many people have been convicted of not filing? I'm not giving him a pass because it's just like this woman in Florida. She didn't make the deadline. Of course, it would have helped. What's his name?
Yeah.
But
still.
But yeah, when you don't comply... Absolutely.
So all I'm saying is the fawning press coverage is frankly an insult to Clark Morris as she's coming in, as if she can't enforce ethics laws. She's been
Nobody knows anything about her. So if that's their goal, then that's ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous to say that the ethics laws are
dead. I think she's got a pretty good reputation for being a corruption fighter.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Ask Ed Henry and Jack Williams and all those other people. Mickey Hammond. Ask them what they think of her ability to fight crime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem to shy away from going after politicians. But everybody's acting like the world has ended.
But I'd like to know if she's Republican or Democrat.
Does it matter?
It does to me.
As a prosecutor. Yeah. What if she just does her job? Was Matt a Republican or Democrat? I know the answer to that.
I don't know.
Okay. You so it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters.
But I do in the sense, when you're a U.S. prosecutor, you're appointed by the president.
Yeah.
Who appointed her? Obama?
She succeeded because Beck was gone. She was the next in line.
Oh, she is that how she got the job? Is there an ascendancy?
Yeah. And then when Trump appointed somebody, Lewis Franklin, she went back to her old job.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I didn't know how that worked.
We'll be back. Don't come around here no more. Don't give it up. Stop. Don't give it up. Stop. I'm giving up. Stop. I'm waiting any longer.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Marguerite's makes it. Marguerite's really makes it. No one beats our holiday jewelry specials at Marguerite's. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3 this year. $100 gets you a Tiffany. I said say Tiffany. Diamond bezel necklace. White gold, yellow gold, or rose gold. All in 14 karat. $200 gets you 2 diamond bezel earrings. Well, that's 1 pair, 2 earrings. You got it. Or $300 will get you a triple bezel diamond necklace, rose, white, or yellow gold. All at Marguerite's this holiday season. Marguerite's is located in the Pepper Tree Stores on Vaughn Road.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. These cruises include a holiday dinner, live entertainment, and a cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 7th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Make memories with your family, friends, or coworkers this holiday season on the Harriet 2. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
The best way to feel love is to share it. So right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities, Meals on Wheels, ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. And this year at Montgomery Subaru, we're supporting a cause close to our hearts by donating to the Montgomery Humane Society. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer Subaru.com/share for details. Montgomery
Subaru. Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
All right, guys, welcome back again to News and Views. I get up around 7. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
I ate there last night.
And?
Carolyn and I did.
Tell me about it.
I had a pizza, the five meat pizza.
That's an amazing pizza.
The little small one. I ate three pieces and I took the rest home, so I have stuff to heat up for tonight. But you had...
What'd you have, Carolyn?
Lasagna with white sauce.
Lasagna with white sauce. Don't tell people that.
They didn't want to make it.
Did they not?
Well, Tucker said, where are they? And I said,
listen,
we understand that if you ask for it, you can get it. He said, okay.
So they do kind of kick and buck back in the kitchen about it.
But the mayor was there.
Oh, the mayor's there? Because
Todd and Linda were there.
Because they know good food.
And they were in the little back room, and they were eating with the new guy, the Air War College guy, Tony Cotton, and his wife. Your dog is coming up to me.
My dog is in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
And
Molly is the fourth member of the cast.
And Lawson and Cheryl Bryan, our friends.
Yeah.
She came up to me and said, well, hello, Mr. Mayor. I love Cheryl and Lawson. They're great people. And I love Philip, too, their son. But
great people. Great anyway. Family. Great.
Anyway, it was great seeing them. And we saw Jeff Holloway and Tammy Eskridge and that other Holloway.
Everybody who's anybody was at Midtown last night. Yeah.
Laura Selby. The
current mayor of Montgomery, the next mayor of Montgomery.
It was
a chain of royalty.
It was
there.
Who's who.
Generous sponsors of an hour number one, Midtown Pizza Kitchen is. I don't want to harp on the heart story. I really don't. Because I'm afraid my emotions will get the best of me and I'll end up having an emotional screed instead of intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. So I've tried to do the best I can, stick to the facts, and analyze a little. I think Clark Morris will do she'll do a good job. She's given me no indication at the U.S. Attorney's Office that she won't do a good job. No indication whatsoever.
Federal prosecutors are hard-nosed folks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah. As a rule, from what I remember about knowing some of them shied away from stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, look, the guy had a poor reputation. He went after a lot of people. He did go after a lot of people and get them. Don't get me wrong. He prosecuted some big names. But he also went after a lot of people and didn't get them. And he overzealously prosecuted people and caused them to incur tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees when it turns out they had done nothing wrong. He charged people whose charges were thrown out because they'd done nothing wrong. And good people. And he, I wish at times he had thought as much about the wives and husbands and children of the families of the people he targeted as I thought of his last night when I kind of felt bad for being gleefully got fired. Because I don't know that he'll be employable. He's not destitute. He's not been charged with anything. He wasn't fired. He resigned. I mean, I think he probably would have been fired if he didn't.
We kind of how that works.
Yeah. But there are a lot of people, when you Google their name, they're basically unemployable because of his actions when they had done nothing wrong. And I don't shy away from saying that. If you guys Google my name, I look like I'm an international drug lord. I mean, look at it. Google my name. Do Baron Coleman, Alabama, and then look at it and tell me if I deserve all of that. I mean, maybe you think I do, but this is directly related to him calling me something I was not in open court. And then, of course, the whole state's media dutifully runs out and reports it and then jumps on it and says all kinds of other stuff. And it's just none of it was true. None of it was true. Had it been true, he would have gotten his way. It wasn't true. He didn't get his way. But that kind of stuff frustrates me. There are a lot of people, a lot of good people in this state who, if you Google their name or they go do a background check, they've got arrests that were not warranted, that never materialized into convictions, that their charges were thrown out, or they've got, you know, what I call the old Google resume. That you can't, these people are basically unemployable. Now, he wasn't thinking of their families. I was thinking of his family last night. I really was. I started feeling bad towards the end of the evening about taking glee and joy in him being fired all day or resigning. under threat of being
killed. Well, we know how that works.
Yeah. But anyway, I am going to take another break. That first segment was very, very long, so this segment, by necessity, has to be very, very brief. And I'm ironically playing Miss You by the Rolling Stones, yes. Because I don't miss him. But seriously, I mean, you stand up in court and say you're going to investigate people who pay me and that I'm a confidential informant. I was never a confidential informant, and he knew damn well I wasn't. He just lied, and it bothers me. That kind of stuff bothers me. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, 'tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a breezy, much cooler day underway today. I think the clouds hang in till about midday, but gradual clearing later. High temperature will be hard-pressed to make the upper 50s today, but northwest winds at 10 to 15 will make it seem cooler. Clear, cold tonight, low 38. Tomorrow's high around 60. Plenty of sunshine on the big travel day, 39 tomorrow night. Thanksgiving, partly cloudy with a high right around 60. Low Thursday night down to 40. Chance of rain by Friday afternoon into Friday night with showers and maybe some thunderstorms.
through early Saturday before moving out of the way. And I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at, 63 degrees at kickoff with the rain chances 20% or less by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Serve God, love me, amen. This is not the end. Live unbruised, we are friends. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, guys, welcome back.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Mumford & Sons. I like Mumford & Sons.
Have you heard their new album? It's dynamite.
But that means I should like Avett Brothers, too. Aren't they kind of the same genre a little bit?
They're both kind of folky sounding. Yeah. Avett's are a little more American folk. You know, more banjo heavy and upright bass heavy. But yeah, no, most people that like Avett like Mumford. Most people like Mumford like Avett, yeah.
The Mumford had a song that I really liked. I can't remember.
Their new album, though, it just came out. Oh, by the way.
By the way.
Have you heard the new Smashing Pumpkins album?
Why would I?
It came out Saturday or Sunday.
Is it good?
I downloaded it. Oh, my gosh. It's their best album yet. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Most of these bands that are, late 80s, early 90s bands, and they release an album in 2018, it's terrible. They're just trying to pay bills, and the accountant told them you got to come up with some more money. This album is called, let me look it up here and see. It's called Shiny and Oh So Bright Volume 1. It's got 8 songs on it. I would put the first 5 songs of the new Smashing Pumpkins album up against any five on any album they have. It is that good. It is. I'll play some of it for Bumper. I'll play some going out. It is unbelievably good. I mean, it is Billy Corgan at his best. If you like any Pumpkins at all, you're going to love that album. The new Mumford & Sons, same way. I think that new Mumford & Sons album, now this Sigh No More, the original album they had, I thought was their best, and I thought they would never top it. And that happens a lot. You spend your whole life writing your first album. And then you got to, hustle and write the second and the third and the fourth. But this, I guess it's their third album, Mumford & Sons. Really, really a good album.
The song I like is, I think it's called I Will Wait For You.
Yeah, that's off the first
one. Yeah, it's off the first one.
Yeah, The Cave,
they're British,
Lion Man.
Right?
Yeah, they're British, yeah.
Because I heard one of them interviewed. Of course, when, really great British singers don't sound British when they sing.
Right.
You really can't. Every now and then you'll pick up some, but
Ed Sheeran, you'll sometimes hear that. Yeah. Dancing in the grass.
You'll get it
Come on, man, it's grass.
Sometimes with Coldplay,
Smoke grass. Smoke grass. Every now and then you'll get it on a British singer. Yeah. The Mumford & Sons album is just dynamite, though. I'm telling you, there's some really good music coming out right now. We're kind of in a heyday, in a way, because the last few years have been really lousy.
That's a big word for you, man.
What, heyday?
Yeah.
It's not a big word. That's a redneck word. Heyday? What is heyday? What's the origin of that? Is that like the day you cut hay and everybody's
probably
excited?
Probably so. When you harvest the hay.
Hey, it's heyday. We're going to really fatten those calves.
I got some fat calves.
Our number 2729228 if you want to get in. I do want to tell everybody, Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market has her annual holiday open house. It's going to be on, December 1st, I think. That's Saturday. Mm-hmm. Get over there. They're going to have some snacks. They're going to have some vendor specials. Really, really, really good stuff going to be going on over at Eastbrook Flea Market. So while you're over there, maybe mention to somebody you heard it here. Because they love hearing about it. They love hearing about it. I was in Eastbrook Flea Market not long ago. I like to peruse the vinyl downstairs, mm-hmm. the downstairs area. And I was marveling while I was there. That is a really cool shop. It is a really, really cool shop, Eastbrook Flea Market. It's like 200 little knick-knack and antique stores and everything all in one place. Because each little booth has its own feel. And, I love the nautical stuff. I love ships and pirate stuff and all that. They have a whole booth in there that had all these, like, ropes and nautical stuff and an anchor. And I just thought, I want to buy this whole booth. I want to take it home, and I want to dedicate a room in my house to this genre. And I'm going to do that one day. I'm just going to go in there and buy out that whole booth. There's just some really cool stuff in there. Really, really cool stuff in there. So if you have the opportunity in the near future, please, by all means, get by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Say hey to Miss Dot. She's feeling a lot better. I know several people were worried about her a little while ago. She's feeling better. The cast of characters they have over there, you'll come to love them the more you go in there. They've always got snacks and coffee and stuff going on. You can just sit in a rocking chair and watch the world go by. It's a great place to people watch, too.
So they're having a German celebration.
What does that mean?
Vendor special.
Vendor special? Vendor special.
Yeah.
There's always a good compound German word for every occasion.
Yeah.
They're like 13 normal words smushed together. All right. So we're done with the Matt Hart story. Is there anything? I don't want to like be accused of cutting off debate. I'm not cloturing anybody on that issue.
A lot of what you said, I agree with, and some of what you said, I don't. But for the sake of peace and serenity on this show, let's close the subject.
Yeah, I just threw it in the trash. I just threw the whole thing in the trash.
Because there's a lot of other stuff that...
I read a 37-page order last night. A 37-page order.
In what trial?
That stupid judge out in San Francisco that's blocking Trump's immigration deal.
He's an Obama appointee.
You know, I got grief last time that I was talking about Article 3 judges and overreach and everything else on Acosta's hard pass. Remember when a federal judge reinstated a media hard pass? I guarantee you, as Jefferson and Madison and Washington were all gathered around the table drafting the Constitution, and they were getting input from great philosophers and scholars, I guarantee you something they didn't have in mind as they were crafting Article 3. You know, one day we'll need an Article 3 judge from out in California to weigh in on Jim Acosta's hard pass. Who's Jim Acosta? Well, we'll just wait. One day you'll see Jim Acosta.
What a jackass that guy is.
We had another jackass. This is District Judge John Stephen Tiger. Anyway, after the Jim Acosta story, I covered it on air, and I got complaints from people who said, you didn't even read the order. Listen, I'm telling you right now, when it comes down to it, the Supreme Court would agree with me that the federal judge in Maryland, wherever he was, has no business talking about Jim Acosta's hard pass. Nobody needs to see Jim Acosta's hard pass. Nobody.
And I might get offended.
Well, it's winter. It might not be as... But this is a guy named John Stephen Tiger. He's a San Francisco Obama appointee, Pelosi-style liberal. Trump issued an executive order basically saying, if you enter this country illegally, you cannot seek asylum. And this San Francisco liberal basically said, nope, we're not going to allow that to be the case. We're going to force you to accept asylum claims, even from people who entered this country illegally. And they cited, and this is why I wanted to read the order. I read 37 pages of it. I skimmed it. I didn't read every word. But I stopped at the paragraphs that were important. You can tell when you're reading an order what matters and what doesn't. I stopped at the paragraphs that were important. The first two paragraphs basically gave the game away. He didn't like it. He didn't like the outcome. Judge John Stephen Tiger... He's a paper tiger is what he is. San Francisco Obama-style, Pelosi-style liberal, Obama appointee, didn't like the reality that Trump had issued something that would keep people in America safe. That conflicts with his political philosophy. And so he set it aside. And he basically said the law doesn't permit it. Well, I'm not so sure. I don't know that I agree with everything he said in there. But I do know this. The media is going to spin this as a huge Donald Trump loss. I'm going to spin this as a huge Donald Trump win. Here's why.
Because it's going to the Supreme Court.
No. This order basically allows Donald Trump now to say, all right, if they're going to say anyone who gets in here illegally can claim asylum, we're going to shut down this border and make sure nobody gets in here illegally. We're going to razor wire it if they don't have fencing. We're going to fence it and razor wire it if they do. And we're going to wall it, fence it, and razor wire it if they have that. We are going to make sure nobody comes in here illegally. Because a judge has said once they get here illegally, they get to stay. Because once you apply for asylum, you're here until there's a decision. And those decisions take a long time. And it's not like they can block you. They can't, like, handcuff you to a post on the side of the road while you get your stuff. You're gone. You get in here, you claim asylum, you're gone. You vanish. And so I think this is a win for Trump. He's going to look at that order, if his lawyers are smart, they'll look at that order and say, all right, boss, now you have permission to completely shut down the border. Completely shut it down. And the people in Tijuana are freaking out. We talked about this yesterday. They're terrified. This is that new Smashing Pumpkins, by the way. It's dynamite, Carolyn. You're going to love it.
What song is this?
This is called Knights of Malta. It's the opening track on the new album. And it is so, so good. If you like the Pumpkins, you're going to love this album. I'm telling you. Anyway, we'll talk about the order on the other side of the break. We'll take your phone calls at 272-9228. You brought her, you order. I barely know her.
Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in a community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Fresh cut Fraser for Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Stored in water, our fresh-cut trees stay hydrated from the moment we receive them until you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. Bring home beauty and value with a 6 to 7 foot fresh-cut tree, just $54.95 while supplies last. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh-cut wreaths and garland for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go.
Go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thursday, December the 6th, it's the Health and Wealth Christmas Extravaganza, brought to you by David Ernest and Folcarelli's Pizza. Call 279-7431 for more information. Elvis and Santa will be there, and it's free.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
telling you, Jack, I can listen to this new album over and over and over and over.
Is this song on it?
Yes, it's the number two track, Silvery Sometimes. The whole album is good, I'm telling you. I'm out here preaching the Smashing Pumpkins gospel. I'm proselytizing. It's a great album. I rarely talk music on Facebook. I listened to this album when it came out.
Yeah?
Like once or twice all the way through. And I got on Facebook. It's like, I don't normally talk music, but if you happen to see this album, get it. It's incredible. Download it. Get on Spotify, iTunes. All that. Anyway, our number 272-9228. 3 minutes to the top of the hour. Nobody cares about music. You guys come here to find out about Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. These guys absolutely 100% can take care of anything you need concrete related, period, end of story. So if you have any needs at all, any concrete needs at all, even that plain, boring white concrete, if you just need some plain, boring white concrete, you don't need it polished down, you don't need it, you don't need it decorated or stamped or all that. If you just need plain, boring white concrete, they can handle that as well. But they really shine. They really shine on the hardscaping with the tile and the concrete, the water features, the outdoor kitchens. That's where they really shine. They really shine when it comes to clearing off a whole lot, putting down a foundation, digging the piers if necessary, if you got that lousy Pike Road soil. Listen, call Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Jump on their website, pennyearned.co, not .com. PennyEarn.co. Look at the pictures. Go to the Facebook page, PennyEarn Concrete Technologies. Look at the thousands of examples of what PennyEarn Concrete Technologies can do. And then pick up the phone and call Tom Latham at PennyEarn Concrete Technologies. 284-9292. He's been in the business like 25 years. Guy's fantastic. 284-9292. 284-9292. Tom Latham, PennyEarn Concrete Technologies. Cooper.
Hey, I don't know if you guys have been watching it or not, but I want to highly recommend The Clinton Affair on A&E.
I've not heard of it.
Oh, it just started like about 3 or 4 days ago. I think it's a maybe 4 or 5 part series in going through all through the Monica Lewinsky deal.
Okay. What about
Clinton? And it is excellent. So,
okay. Well, hey,
get a chance. I was really finding out so much stuff. I never really realized that how long the affair went on. I thought it was a one or two night stand or something, but it went on for darn near a year.
Really, I didn't realize that.
No, I didn't. It's really good, and it's. I have to say, it's fair and balanced because I like it when they have our lawyers on there, but I don't like it when they skip to Carville for a second for him to make a comment, but it's really very interesting. And you guys, being lawyers and into politics and all, I think you'll thoroughly enjoy it. It's done very well.
Okay, well, thanks for the heads up.
The Clinton Affair on A&E.
All right, appreciate it, Cooper. Thanks,
Cooper.
I guess that's what I get for advertising for the Smashing Pumpkins.